20 minutes of your time can save your life. As it is National Cancer Prevention Month, we have Dr. Chloe Shelton on the line from Central Oregon Radiology and Cascade Medical Imaging. How long does a typical mammogram session take?
There are two kinds of mammography sessions, a screening mammogram and a diagnostic mammogram. And the screening mammogram is for any woman who doesn't have any concerns or symptoms, just getting her annual regular checkup. And that takes about 15 minutes in the room with the technologist. They'll ask some questions about history and any history of biopsies, that sort of thing. That
right.
gives us an understanding of a woman's risk of breast cancer.
It's really fast.
Yeah, and then after that, it's 5 minutes. And then the diagnostic mammogram, that's for someone who might have a lump or pain or who might have gotten called back for their additional views. And this exam takes longer. The actual pictures, again, only take about 5 minutes, but the technologist brings those pictures to me, the radiologist, and I review them while the patient is there and decide if we need any more pictures or maybe an ultrasound. We recommend about an hour of time to have a diagnostic workup.
So just going in for a regular diagnostic checkup and just seeing how things are going. I mean, it could be 20 minutes of your life that really gets you ahead of the game.
Exactly. It is. I've had women say, gosh, that was a lot easier than I thought it was. In and out, we're very efficient. There is, unfortunately, a diagnosis of breast cancer. We're catching it early and getting started right away.
You guys are introducing 3D mammography soon. So in layman's terms, what are the advantages to that and how much of a benefit is there to having this sort of resource available?
So it is panning out in the national studies and national research. The advantages are a higher detection rate for breast cancer, particularly in dense breast tissue where small masses can get hidden by tissue. What 3D mammography does is instead of taking one single exposure, the images are taken in kind of an arc. And so it creates, so to speak, a breast sandwich, an image sandwich.
Okay.
And I can scroll through those layers of the breast tissue and be able to better tell what's a normal breast tissue and what might be a mass. It's more sensitive and it decreases the number of callbacks that I make for women who may have tissue that just looks a little bit funny and
yeah.
it's overlapping, but it isn't really a mass. This way I can see through that tissue better and make a better judgment as what's normal and what's not normal.
And this takes the same amount of time?
Takes the same amount of time. You won't, as a patient, know any difference from a conventional mammogram and the same amount of radiation as a conventional mammogram.
Okay.
So there's really no disadvantage.
It's more reliable, could reduce some of your anxiety if you're going in for your first mammogram, or you've just been putting off continually going. You'll want to get to Cascade Medical Imaging and Central Oregon Radiology to get your mammogram as soon as possible. 3D mammography available to get you even more reliable results. We have Dr. Chloe Shelton on the line, and we appreciate your input on this. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks so much for having me.
And we encourage you to get in for your mammogram as soon as possible. 541-382-9383. It's 541-382-9383.